Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in today for what promises to be another great show. Our lineup today is the usual awesome conversation and free psychic readings for callers just like you. And there's no catches, no strings attached. We are here. Our mission and purpose is to share with you a little slice of beauty. Beautiful information, beautiful personalities, and beautiful gifts and talents to help you along in this beautiful experience called life. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, actually, I totally can. Let me see if I can get this music to play real quick. Okay, cool. What I'm doing right now is I'm playing this music because everything is foobar for just a moment, but I can't even hear that music while we're talking. So let's go ahead and get everything going because I screwed up a little bit. So hello, welcome to Spiritual Awakening. This is a show where we hope to shine a light on the pathway to a better life for you. And I'm Drew Pillow along with Jenny McDaniel. And today we have a very special guest in the virtual studio. Actually, we're trying to get her there right now. And so, and that very special guest is, hold on, I had it sitting in front of me. That very special guest is a best-selling author, intuitive life coach, and radio show host, and her name is Jules Rafter. We'll be bringing her on in just a moment, but first we'd like to thank our listeners and encourage you to subscribe to our show on your favorite podcasting app and visit us on the web, dprpresents.com. Did it. So, Jenny, how's everything going with you?
Going pretty good. I can't complain. Are you having some technical difficulties on the blog talk, or is it Skype?
Skype. Let's see. In just a second, there we go. We have Jules Rafter with us. Jules, hold on. I'm going to make sure we have the applause button going. Let's see if this is working. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. A bit better than that. Whatever. Anyway, look. There you go. Jules Rafter, best-selling author, intuitive life coach, radio show host, an awesome person, very photogenic. And so how are you today, Miss Rafter? Wasn't that like the coolest compliment? It was so sideways.
That was so smooth. That was so smooth, Drew.
I know. I'm that guy. So how are you doing today, Jewel?
I am doing awesome. Thank you. It is finally warm in Canada. It's been cold for a long time. And we finally got some really nice weather with sunshine, and we can actually walk outdoors without 50 layers on, so it's fantastic.
Well, I must live in Canada because you just described Ohio, USA.
Finally. Where we are.
Yeah, finally. I don't know. Mother Nature was tired this year. She's like, let's keep it on winter for a little bit longer. So anyway, good weather, good times, good vibes, and a good show laid out for you today. I want to thank the listeners once again, and if you're on the queue waiting to talk, trust me, you'll get your opportunity. Yeah, give us about a few minutes to get set up and everything. We'll bring on a couple callers. But today, first thing I want to talk about is Jules Rafter, like best-selling author, intuitive life coach, radio host. So tell us about any or all of that.
Oh, geez, where do I start? For people who don't know me, I've been an intuitive, a clairvoyant for my whole life. I've been doing it professionally for about 23 years, and my passion was helping people. Over the years, having dealt with so many different kinds of people, I didn't only want to do readings, but I wanted to empower them, and I wanted to give people the tools to get themselves out of holes, get themselves out of situations that you know, they don't want to be in. And that's when I started coaching and being a life coach and a business coach and a relationship coach and you name it. So I've been doing that a little bit more for the last couple of years. Absolutely adore it. Love it. Love it. Love connecting with people. And I love seeing people thrive and succeed, right? That's the fantastic thing about coaching is that you really get to see people really tap into their true elements and become their true selves and really excel. And I think that's awesome. So that's what's been taking up my time for the last little while. I'm also working on another book that should be out by end of summer, knock on wood. And that book is a little bit different from the last one. My last book was about angels and guides and our connections with our people on the other side. This one is more about relationships, actually, and connecting on a more energetic and on a deeper level with people. So that's what I'm at for the moment. That's what I'm doing.
Excellent. Well, I love it. I can't wait to get a hold of that book on relationships. I love other intuitives' perspective on that. It's always got nuggets of gold in there for me.
Absolutely. And I think because we see so many different kinds of people that we really do get insight into like the human spirit, don't we?
Absolutely.
Well, when you say we, you certainly aren't including me because I'm not intuitive or anything, but I'm just a person. So I'm the optimum. I'm the ideal guinea pig for this kind of show because we can talk about all my problems and you can sort it out. But what I really like about what you said, besides everything, was the part about helping people to be able to help themselves, mm-hmm. you know, which is – it's really needed, you know. A lot of people – it seems like the world is set up to create this dependence so you can keep coming back to me. But who's going to really like – instead of just here's a Band-Aid, how about here's some tools – so that you don't having this issue, you know. It's actually a little bit you get more money by having people keep coming back to the same problem over and over again 100 times, but you get more fulfillment when you help people to get better. So
Absolutely.
I salute your integrity.
Well,
and relationships. What do you know? What a good topic, because we discussed this prior to the show starting, and we decided that today we're going to talk about relationships. And I had a statement, and we were going to take that statement and run with it. And let me take a look at wait a minute. I didn't even see what you wrote, Jenny. I'm just now seeing it. Oh, my God. It didn't show up. So, it looks like I'm going to start the chat room. And so we got heads and tails. Which one should we go with?
Let's go with relationships since we're moving on that right now.
Okay, cool. Good. That's my specialty. I'm a relationship ruiner by nature and a compulsive blamer. And I live in denial, which I'm exaggerating, but I probably describe a lot of people when I say that, you know, because how many of us really realize that we're the cause of stuff, you know, like, or at least we're the person to look at in terms of getting to the solution. This weird statement that was presented to me was that, what did he say? He said, all current relationship issues stem from past traumas. So that's kind of a weird statement. Let's take it apart. Maybe there's some good parts to it. Maybe there's some parts we don't agree with. But let's discuss it.
So I do have some kind of insight or perspective on that. To an extent, I believe that, you know, every relationship that we have, we learn lessons, but we also have scars, right? We have things that have happened that may have hurt us or wounded us, and sometimes we don't necessarily, you know, heal that before moving on to another relationship. And so when we move into this new relationship, all these past hurts and wounds, sometimes you bring these insecurities into this new relationship where it's not even needed, right? Because this is out of habit. We react a certain way, or there's these red flags that go off in our head that, oh, this person is doing this, so he must be cheating or he must be doing something wrong because that was my past experience. So I do believe that, you know, there is some truth to that, that we do bring some of our past wounds or traumas with us. They aren't healed or processed completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and an intimate relationship is a perfect opportunity to shed some light on that. If the ego is low and the heart energy is high, when there's a trigger or a trauma, we dig deep and we start clearing and alchemizing the fear and stress to empowerment and optimism or curiosity, however you want to do it. When anyone says all or nothing, my dogma alert goes off. It just starts ringing, and I instantly step back into more of objective space and start kind of looking at it from a bigger perspective, because nothing can be all and nothing can be none. You know, it may be in certain situations, but very, very, very rarely. So, yes, traumas will come up all through your life, in personal relationships, in your own head, in family situations, in business, in an intimate relationship. And it's just simply something to look at and to reprocess. Are we coming in to a relationship with fear of being cheated on because we were cheated on before? Well, it's a rational concern. It does happen sometimes. Yeah. Being cautious and aware is a better mechanism or space to come into that relationship more clear, being conscious and aware of that, you know, I can't control what everyone does. I don't get to be the determiner of everyone's truth. I'm not in control of their ego. I will hope that I have picked a partner that has integrity and heart energy, but I'm not. You know, there's no 100% guarantees. So you come into it with a more neutral space as opposed to, oh, he's going to cheat. Because, you know, it can create problems in the relationship. The partner's not cheating. You keep thinking they're cheating. That's going to weigh on them. And they're going to try to get you to see that they're not a cheater. Or maybe they'll show you that they are a cheater. Then you take your heart energy and you move on to the next partner that is more applicable for you. So it's all big learning. And, yes, trauma can play a huge part in any part of your life.
Gosh, when you said two things. One, when you said maybe, you know, you have a fear of this partner cheating on you because you've been cheated on before. Sometimes you have a fear of this partner cheating on you because you've been a cheater, you know.
Yes, projection.
Yeah.
Very common.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes, oh, my God, you said these intimate relationships are opportunities. So it's like, oh my God, there's all this stuff going on with me. And you know what? People say, I'm out of here, because this isn't what a relationship is supposed to be. And so they miss the opportunity to do the work to get the healing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, very common for the human ego. Oh yeah. The human ego loves running away from possible growth. It's the opposite of what it wants. It wants chaos and confusion and detriment. It doesn't like awareness and light shining and understanding. So our human ego is going to veer us into fear, which then usually flings us out of whatever process we're in.
Yes. So being uncomfortable in your relationship is probably not the dream space to be in, but sometimes it's not really what it appears to be. It's not always a bad sign, you know?
Yeah.
So, but see, who knows this stuff? How do we know this stuff? You know, I know how you guys know it, because you guys are teachers and coaches and advisors. So,
but even on that, Drew, like, I mean, even for myself, whereas, you know, I'm an intuitive, I see things for other people. I see when it comes to my own personal relationships, I don't necessarily see clearly on,
yes,
you know, what's going to happen, because it's related to me and my emotions, right?
Oh my gosh.
So that's just, it's not fair, but I always understood that the reason we have gifts is to help others. It's not to make our own lives easier, because we wouldn't learn either if we didn't have those life lessons. But
awesome.
Not fun, I'll have to say.
No, not fun. If it's
like
all fun, you might not be growing.
Exactly.
I agree. When you're in the middle of that emotional experience, it's hard to see the bigger picture. It's like, is it easier to read a book when you're sitting on the shore of a lake or when you're treading water? You know,
yeah,
it's, you're action motivated. You got your emotions involved. There's things happening. You know, it's a harder to focus in on your own. That's why healers often find other healers or intuitives or psychics, just to shine light, take a look at, help them along, because it's hard to sometimes see in the middle. And you do, Drew, and everybody has this discernment. Do I walk down this dark alley? How about no? Or it's light out, it seems safe, yes. But people who practice it quite often, the discernment, are going to build that muscle. And it'll come more naturally, like anything, when you learn it more and more and more.
Yeah, and it really becomes a sense that just you use automatically without having to think about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you guys saying that, because one of the stumbling blocks to healing, and I'll just use me as an example, and some of this me is not really me, guys. I kind of exaggerate for entertainment purposes, or not. But one of the stumbling blocks is shame, you know, embarrassment. I'm embarrassed to say that I need help in this area. For some reason, I have the expectation that as a grown-up, I should know the answers and I should know how to navigate. But these are really challenging situations, especially because there's so much emotion involved, and it's just, you can't know what you don't know. So I'm a spokesperson for, you don't have to, there's no shame in getting help. It's like going to the doctor. So life coaches and healers and advisors and guides, I think you guys are the bee's knees, and I definitely encourage people to connect with you to get not just the Band-Aid, or, you know, or not just to find relief from this situation that really is an opportunity to grow, but because it's uncomfortable, I'm going to run away, only to find myself back in the same situation again with a different partner. Does
Absolutely.
That sound?
Absolutely. Yeah, because if we don't heal and if we don't process the, you know, the adventures and experiences that we have with in these relationships, we can't really fully be present for another relationship to start fresh, because we're carrying that baggage with us, right? Or you're carrying that hurt and that pain, or those you know, core beliefs that, oh, love is difficult, or men are all cheaters, or men are, you know, whatever, women are this or men are that. It doesn't matter what the belief is. But when it's like one of these core beliefs that you carry with you, it's going to show up at some point in any relationship you're in if you haven't processed or healed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm saying like I'm an expert. Oh, because I am. Because my life is full of these adventures. I love the word adventure. Thank you for being so kind. Because I call them disasters. But no, they're adventures.
You can't call it a disaster, because you learn something from every person you connect with.
Oh, it feels like a disaster, though, sometimes. So now they mentioned, now in that statement, in that provocative opening statement, which I'll repeat, let's see if I can find it. The statement was that all current relationship issues stem from past traumas. Now, this person actually took it to the next level and said that it isn't just from these aren't just echoes from previous relationships. These go back to our first relationships in our development. Like we were talking, and it's like, yeah, you know, relationships end. Why do you feel so abandoned? And it was like, let's go time travel a little bit. And it's like, oh, remember when your dad left when you were this age? It's like, oh, how'd you feel then? Oh, how's it feel now? Oh, and I was like, is that real? Is it real that you can get, you know, some things happening in your childhood and it affects your current relationships? Is that weird?
I was just reading a little article on there's lots of articles on the empath and the narcissist, the karmic archetypes of, you know, an empath dating a narcissist and what that looks like. And I was just reading it, and I like to look at the new information out and stuff. But the article didn't blow my mind. It was already stuff I knew, but the first comment on the article was, this is all crap, which I don't agree with. I think there's some truth to it, but this is all crap. If you really want to get to the bottom of why you act the way you act in relationships, look at, and I'm going to, I don't know exactly what it's called, but like attachment types. So I Google, you know, attachment types, and there was, I think, four or five main ones. And I took a little quiz to see where I sat, and the idea or the theory behind it is that from birth to, I think they go into like 4, 5, 6, something, 7 years old, The way that you respond to your mother, did your mother present an energy that was chaotic and uncertain? Did your mother project an energy that was solid and heartful and balanced? And then we start to learn from that, clearly. Our first caregiver, it doesn't even have to be the mother, whoever's the caregiver. And then we take that into later life. And they were just nailing it, I thought, with these theories. And I went back into my own childhood and took a look, and mine lined up, and went with my husband, and we looked at his, and his lined up, and I was like, wow, this is really something. So yeah, but the cool karmic thing is you pick the womb you come out of. So if you pick a womb that the mother's going to give up the child, you're in, you know, and that was her intention, and you came through still, you would be interested in learning to what it's like to be an adopted child or an orphan or something like that. Why we choose these things, I don't know. It's all karmic, and we have a higher understanding when we get to the non-physical. But you chose your mother for sure. The mother's more likely to stick around than the dad because, you know, divorce and things happen. So we really wanted to get inside that construct to learn that and then to unlearn it later, so it's a more healthy, balanced dynamic. It's karmic, and it's very interesting. And we can't blame everything, of course, on the way we were raised. There's other things coming into it, like our soul type, our intention, our general energy, and you know, our desires and what have you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I googled.
It's an interesting fact, though, isn't it? I find this really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting that, and it's such an important topic that, you know, it's almost like now, how do you approach this? You know, because this is so important, it just makes perfect sense to me to reach for some informed assistance. You know, I mean, you can get the most out of it going, you know, taking big problems to doctors, or you can, you know, fiddle around with it. But this is your life. So I encourage people, you know, not like I get paid to say this, but maybe I do. But I encourage people to reach out and make connections with life coaches and advisors and guides and people who have intuitive gifts to be able to take a look at things to help you identify and create a plan so that you can stop, you know, trying to run through the rain and not get wet, or, you know, living in a cycle that just repeats itself over and over again. Like, wow, what is this? I'm in the same relationship with the same person, but just changing faces.
Mm-hmm.
So get some freedom. I looked up attachment types, four main styles. So let's take a look at that.
Yeah.
Secure is one. Anxious, preoccupied. Dismissive, avoidant. Fearful, avoidant. So I'll volunteer and tell you which one I think I am.
Okay.
But you guys might think I'm wrong, but I think I'm very dismissive, avoidant.
I would say, yep.
I mean, but on the surface, you would never see that. Like, if you were just a surface, hey, that's that Drew guy. He's so cool and nice and secure. And I am. But boy, don't get close to me, because I'll put you on the other side of that wall. Because it hurts when people get inside. So that's me. But why you say you think so? You see that in me? Oh, my God.
But, you know, that's your perspective based on your experiences, Drew.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So yes, it does stem. Like I want to say that, you know, those kind of childhood things do affect us. You know, and like you were saying, if you grow up in a family where, for example, like you say, father wasn't there, so there's abandonment issues, which will often lead to the same types of abandonment issues in future relationships. Right. If you haven't processed and let it go, or if you haven't healed that, that will definitely come up in your future relationships.
Absolutely. In some form or another. Some are more intense than others. And some people, you know, it's their sole quest to get past this abandonment. Some people, it triggers every once in a while and they're like, what's that annoying little thing? So it can vary for sure. And wherever you're at in your karmic learning and understanding and in the path you chose.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So is this we can go with some different questions. I wanted to throw a quick commercial out there and say, you're listening to DPR Presents. This is a network of shows that are designed to expand your mind, broaden your horizons, help you on your life path, and, you know, get more out of life or whatever it is. This is a made-up commercial. Anyway, on Sundays we have Spiritual Awakenings. Monday, Soulwise 5.0. Mondays also we have Journey Back into the Light with Jen Green. Wednesdays, The Cigar Man, Conspiracies, if you like that kind of stuff. Thursday night, The Alchemy Sisters, where they just blow your mind and take you higher. And more shows coming, and it's all designed to for your entertainment and information, and the improvement of the betterment of your life. And some of these calls, some of these shows, we take calls, and just like today, we're going to take a couple calls in just a moment. Something else I wanted to say. Oh, appreciate you, all the listeners who have downloaded the app. And by the app, I mean any app. You go to your mobile device, open it up, look up a podcasting app of your preference, and type in DPR Presents and subscribe to us. We appreciate you. So today's special guest in the virtual studio is Jules Rafter. What a name. Is that your real name, Jules?
Well, my birth name was Julie, but I've been called Jules since I was four. My family, my friends, everyone have called me that. So it's stuck since I was a child. So even now when I go somewhere and somebody says Julie, I don't even acknowledge or even react to it. I'm like, oh, wait, that's me.
Wait a minute.
But yeah, no, it's been one of those things. They called me Jules since the time I was a child. So I couldn't get rid of it. I stuck with it.
Well, it's such a Hollywood-sounding name, and it kind of fits you because you are a jewel. And just like Jenny McDaniel, when you hear that, you think, oh, my God, so much light and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, you guys just fit your monikers. Me, Drew Pillow, like, what's that? See, it fits. So,
you're not hard on yourself there, Drew.
I make fun. I think I do it just to keep my skin thick. I don't know. Keep a balance in my ego, because my ego is huge.
Of course.
It's so huge. It's so huge. Like, I don't know. We're going to go back to relationships, because I have more that I want to ask and bring up so you guys can keep dissecting it and making, you know, correct information is so important. Like, because if I can do all the work in the world on something, but if I don't have proper information or if I don't know what the actual issue is, then I'll be calling a plumber to fix the problem with my lights, and things will never get better. So, you know, not just the fact that I'm inspired to work on me is one thing, but knowing what work needs to be done and what work works, that's super important. So once again, having guidance is ideal, and I appreciate you ladies so much. So if you don't mind, can we take a caller or two?
Yeah.
Okay, callers, we appreciate you being so patient and holding. And without any further ado, you guys are live with Jules Rafter and Jenny McDaniel. Let me give you Jenny's quick intro. Quantum Karmic Healer. Wrap your mind around that one. Veteran psychic medium and healer, Jenny McDaniel. And we're going to give you 5 minutes, so be like concise with your question or comment, and we'll get the most out of this. So first caller is from the 856 area code. Caller, get ready. You're live. Hi.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Yep.
I just want to know, I'm looking for a job. I had an interview last Thursday for a long-term contract, and I've also been submitted for a permanent position at a financial institution. And the interview I had last Thursday was for a long-term contract at a pharmaceutical company. I wonder if you see me getting either one of those jobs or something different.
Do you want me to go first, Jules, or would you like to go?
No, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's just take a look at this. And I think you've called in before, and if I remember correctly, looking at your energy before. And what they're saying is, and they're bringing me to this idea that I was just looking at today, and they want me to relay it to you. They're saying it looks good from both angles. Like, it looks like you have a big, now I can't tell you exactly how it will unfold because there's a bunch of egos involved and free will and what have you. But what they're saying is it looks good on both sides, and it will be wise for you to take a look at what is for my greatest good right now, something more permanent or this other job that I'm looking at. What feels, and this is where we've set aside all what ifs and non-knowings and or knowings, and just look at it and say what resonates and what feels more appropriate for me, because they're saying it looks positive on both angles. both jobs you're talking about, they're showing green flags on both sides for me, which is my cue of yes or go or whatever. So what they're showing is that, and they're just showing you sitting with yourself and really differentiating what one has a better frequency for you and what is most beneficial for your highest good now. Now, we're not always 100%, even as a psychic, even if you're a wildly accurate psychic, we don't always see, like Jules was saying before, when we're in the situation, we got our emotions involved, and we don't always accurately see what's for our highest good. But believe me, the universe does, and our highest self has, you know, requested the highest good, whether it's what our ego wants or not. So what they're saying is that both look good. Just simply sit back and take a look and just discern and feel which one might be for your highest good, because this is a good place to be in, because there's choices and you won't pick a wrong answer, but there is one that is lined up most with your highest good, and you're the determiner of that. I can like take a look at it and tell you which one I think you should go at, but that doesn't solve the problem. You know, the issue is what's best for you and what lines up best with your highest good. So again, they're saying green lights, just take a look and discern what's more beneficial for you right now and go at that viewing or looking with as little ego as possible. So as little anxiety, stress, fear, uncertainty, any of those feelings, try to set those aside best you can, and you're going to be able to come through with a more direct answer from your highest self. So again, they're saying green lights on both. You're the determiner. What do you get, Jules?
I got the same thing. I got a heads up that yes, there's a definite possibility for both. And I'm also getting it may even come in at the same time. So it's almost mm-hmm. like you have to decide which one is going to give you what you really need. Because what I feel is that there's one of the opportunities that may seem better long term. However, there's a lot more work involved, a lot more overtime, a lot more of you having to put a lot more time and effort into this position. So yes, it pays off with, I think, the bigger salary, but I also feel that you have to really weigh down, you know, am I prepared to throw myself 100% into this role, if not more, for a bigger role, or do I want something that's more, you know, stable, or that's just going to be something that I know I can do without the stress load. So they're just showing me that whichever one you choose to go with, I'm being shown a lot of support around you and a lot of help. So as in helpful people, you know, starting a new role sometimes is very daunting, and you're in a new environment, new people, new tasks. And what I'm being shown, though, is a lot of helpful people around you, as in volunteering to show you where stuff is, volunteering to kind of give you a hand on, you know, the lowdown on how things work here. But I don't feel you need to worry as in, am I going to get a job? I feel it's coming. There's definitely opportunities. And it's really down to which one suits you best. So I agree with Jenny. You know, you have to really look at this and see what resonates the most with you.
Okay, that sounds good. I haven't interviewed yet with I don't think I'm in a position yet to be able to determine that. Maybe within a week or two I'll know, but right now I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Take a look at all the pieces, and maybe after the second interview or something you'll have a better idea of, you know, the energies that are at that position. Clearly the person interviewing you might not be the person you're working with daily, but you can get an impression of what the energy like is in that facility or place.
Okay, thank you. That sounds mm-hmm. good.
And thank you, Laura. That was cool. I like that. Let's get another caller really quickly. Caller from 775, what's your name and what's your question for Jules and Jenny?
Hi, thank you, everybody. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California, and I'll try to be quick. I was in the backseat of a yellow cab March 9th. We were rear-ended on the highway. I was taken by ambulance to the hospital, and I've got chronic pain in my back. I've been off work ever since. I will get better, but we don't know how long it'll take. And so I hope I keep my current job at least for another year. I hope they don't get fed up with me, because even though this is something that's not my fault. And so I hope they welcome me back. And also, I applied to a new job just in case, a real good one. this past week, and it really looks great. And then my only other concern is my injury attorney recommended a chiropractor, and I chose one. And the chiropractor got really, really mad at me on Friday because all I did was ask him how come my bill was $800 after four visits. I just wanted clarity. And he got quite offended, even though I was very polite. So I don't want to go back to that chiropractor, but my attorney says that it would not be good for my case if I switch to a new one. So what do you all see?
Do you want to go first, Jules, or do you want me to?
No, go ahead if you've got something. I'm taking it all in. There's a lot going on there.
Yes, I see it. Yes, there's lots. Okay, let's start with the chiropractor. They want to shed a little light on that interaction. And so what they're saying is, and your spirit guides are stepping forward and being very supportive. Like Jules had said, you got a lot of assistance, physical and non-physical, around you. And what they're saying is you've been subjected to somebody's harsh ego. Does that ever happen on this planet? Yes, it happens all the time. And so when you question, see, very often our egos get involved. You can be a spiritual healer, you can be a preacher, you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer. Our egos get involved, and we don't like it when people either were tired, too egoic, emotionally spun out, whatever our problem is. Our ego starts to take over, and it snaps. And what you were subjected to is his exhaustion. So is that your fault, and did you deserve that kind of treatment? No. You were very tactful. You were very heartful. So then you can throw the ball back in his court and say, well, wow, he's got a lot going on, and he's very egoic, and why shouldn't I ask a question about a large sum of money, especially when it's a different number than what we had talked about or looked at or what have you. And so, yes, this chiropractor is very egoic and very brash, let's just call it. So what your spirit guides are saying is, this is a very tricky situation because the injury attorney has a lot of insight in the law and how that runs than I do. Even when I'm channeling my spirit guides and everything like that, I just don't have the wording or the vocabulary for that. But what they're showing is he does know what he's talking about. There is some validity to that. But what will be beneficial for you is very classic, you know, empath versus the narcissist. You, if you don't get the answer you want and it's a very professional situation like that, even if it's not a professional situation, you go over it again. Be like, I know this angered you, but I really need to know why it's like this. I'd love to continue doing service with you, but I'm going to have to get some more insight. So even if you do plan on keeping him like the lawyer suggested, and I'm getting kind of a neutral on that, if it gets too egoic and too intense, they're saying, you know, work with somebody who's going to help you heal. Because what came through first when you started talking is this accident has, you know, was very physical, but it triggered some imbalances in your spine, which affect your chakras for sure. And it may have brought up old stuff. It might be bringing in new stuff, whichever it's coming in. And you're going to heal quicker and more effectively if you have heartful, energetic, loving individuals, supportive individuals around you. Now, yes, it's important to be able to get from your, you know, from the law or the courts or what have you. But what's even more important is the pace in which you heal, because you've got this other potential job lined up that looks really good. You've got your other one on the line that, you know, may or may not stick with you. So they're saying, they're having me ask you, do you feel like you're even remotely in a healing energy when you're with that chiropractor, or was that just, did he snap and that's not very common for him?
I have felt like he's been a fairly nice person, but quite honestly, since I've been getting the treatment, I've had more headaches, and I feel like I had less headaches before he started treating me.
Yeah, and that sometimes, you know, sometimes when people come in to get a massage from me, they feel more sore when they leave, but the end effect is more effective. So, you know, we can't just wholly hang on, you know, your experience in the first few sessions. So, but what they're saying is, and I'm asking for some more clarity and to bring in some more determining information, but they're saying, you know, you be the determiner of what's best for you, but you know, it would be more beneficial for your healing, your comfort level, your understanding to have a more heartful healer, which is going to get you back into the game of working more quickly. So it's kind of like, you know, I don't know how much of a settlement you're going to get or how much help you're going to get, but if that help comes in and you can't get better, that will wear out. That's a temporary help. That's temporary, you know, money spends, it goes away. So what they're saying is really weigh the options of what's more important, my, you know, emotional healing so I can get back in the groove of things, or to stick with the doctor where my healing's going to be more slowly, his ego is more high, but I will get this money temporarily. So they're saying, you know, we see the more higher road to be focus on yourself, but we do know the logistics of living on the planet and the cost and things like that. So it's very clear that, you know, you were exposed to his ego, how you managed it by asking the question was exactly what you needed to do. He flared at you, you know, you're experiencing the ego, which, you know, again, they're showing him not being one of the most heartful chiropractors on the planet. Is he terrible, terrible, terrible? No, but you know, he's not wildly heartful. So, and this is the tricky part, and this is where you sit with it and just discern, do I want to heal more quickly and more effectively, or am I going for, you know, the compensation space? It sounds like you're a worker and you enjoy working and you want to work and you want to be a part of that. So again, I would say shift more into the, you know, I heed your advice, lawyer, but this is, you know, this is my case and I am, you know, I do get to call the shots and I need a different healer. And I know that looks poorly, but if I explain to the judge that, you know, financially I was being actually kind of ripped off, you know, that I think the judge is a human too and would be able to see that.
It's interesting that you use those words because that's usually not something I would use because I've been dealing with the public for a long time. And he's, even though I was gracious to him, he got an angry tone immediately. He says, usually when patients ask that question, they are afraid they're being ripped off. And I was stunned. And I wasn't going that direction. I just wanted some clarity because $800 in 4 visits is a lot of money.
It's
and
absurd.
Ultimately, I am paying for it out of whatever settlement I get, and I need as much as possible. Does mm-hmm. he deserve to be paid for his time? Absolutely. But I still haven't received an answer from him. So I think my concern is getting the best settlement really is where I'm coming from right now. And
okay.
is he going to be as vigorous about wanting to put in good notes to support my case as he was before I dared to ask that question, or is he going to take a step back and not be so helpful in the notes so that I'll win my case?
Well, let's do this. We're going to let Jules respond. We're going to place you on hold so Jules can get a couple minutes to give her feelings on this, and let's see how that goes. Jules?
Mm-hmm. So the first thing that is they're yelling at me is you don't need to push your lawyer. He knows what he's doing. Okay. And even if you don't necessarily understand why he's using certain tactics or why he's not writing down the information that you think is pertinent, I feel he is very capable of getting this case won. You have to trust him. So one of the things that that's come up is that you being on the fence, as in being between both worlds, where there's a part of you that is like, yeah, I know he can do this, I'm going to win. And then there's the fears, the inner fears that creep up, and you kind of second guess and go, oh, no, he's not doing it the right way. Maybe he should be doing it this way. What I'm feeling is that you can put your fears at ease. You are in good hands. They're showing me he is very, very good at what he does, and there's a reason why he's either taking or not taking down certain information that you're giving him, because I feel he knows what's pertinent and what is needed for the case. Okay. I, you know, again, as we can never be 100% certain as, you know, as psychics, as clairvoyants, but what I do feel is that there's a lot of support around you on the other side in spirit that is watching over you, that are gunning for you, that, you know, you're going to get what you need out of this. So, instead of being in a place of fear of, oh, I hope he does well, I hope I win, I hope I have enough money, shift your focus to, I'm going to win this. Good things are coming. Abundance is coming. I'm going to be supported by the universe. Keep putting that kind of vibration out there, because what will happen is that either way, if you don't lose, if you don't win your court case, you'll end up with a really good job, or if you don't get the job, you will end up with a good settlement. So what I'm being shown is a need for blind faith, a need to hand your fears over to the universe and say, you know what, I'm handing it over, and I'm having, you know, I know good things are going to happen. As soon as you put that positive visualization and see yourself winning, see yourself in that situation, walking out with that emotion of excitement of, yes, we're done, I'm happy this is resolved, okay? Because you tend to go back into your head, like your head takes over, and that, you know, that overthinking and analyzing kicks in, and then you start to overthink. So I want to say that I feel you're being supported. The universe is hearing your prayers. They're hearing that you need, you know, the financial support. So put your positive visualization into that. See the outcome as being done and being fantastic, and your lawyer had done a fantastic job, and you're so excited. Step into that vibration. That will ensure that things run smoothly, okay?
There, there you go. I had her on hold. But yeah, we appreciate that call, and hopefully that was some information that can be beneficial to you. You ladies are awesome and amazing. And I don't know why, but I can always like connect in some way to the callers. Maybe I just have the most issues on earth. But anyway, I know I got some good information from what you said, and I can use that in my life. And I think that's the extra bonus of being a listener to this show, is that you can hear things. You may not be the caller, and it may not have anything to do with your life situation, but you hear something good, and it's like, I could put that in my pocket, my toolbox, and use that.
That's for a reason, true. I think, and a lot of these shows, you know, when people are calling in for guidance and whatnot, often the listeners themselves can relate to what this person's going through. So I always believe that messages come through for the person that you're reading for, but they're often very pertinent to other people that are listening as well. So there's always something there to take from it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just the triple bonus. It's the triple bonus. But some, you know, this is why I love coaches, is because sometimes things are really hard. And for some reason, when something's really hard, it's like I'm wired to not want to go that path. You know, I want to find a different way. This can't be right. That's too hard. You know what I mean? So I'm looking for the easy way out. I'm probably the only person on earth that's like that. But I just am attracted to the path of least resistance. And sometimes that is the path of the most struggle, you know, when I really just need to just have the blind faith and trust the universe. Oh, my God, how much better my life would be if I could just say, okay, you handle it.
But it's hard to do it. You know, it's easy to say, I'm going to hand it over to the universe and just let it go. But it really is hard to stop thinking or, you know, worrying about something, especially when it's something that either really means something to you, or it's very in, you know, whether it's about another person or your financial situation, whatever the stress is. It's hard not to, right? It's hard not to get sucked up into the drama sometimes.
These are like survival techniques for me.
Yeah,
And so I need to go now against what I've always known and what I've always done. You know, even though I can look back at my track record and say, well, those things didn't always work out well for me. But, you know. But I know him, so I'm going to go ahead and go with him again. Like, yeah, no. So I need the coach to say, hey, come on, baby steps, baby. You can do it this time, just this one time. I'm a life coach cheerleader. Yay, give me an L. I am, because I get so much. I have so much, and I've gotten so much, and I continue to get so much. So we only have 10 minutes left, man. I hate that this show is so short. But in 10 minutes, instead of me talking about something, let's just open up the channels for you ladies to bring up whatever you need to bring up. But first, Jules, how can our listeners connect with you?
All right. Well, because I do two different things, I do clairvoyant readings and holistic therapies like Reiki and that kind of stuff. I have one company that is called Om Readings and Therapies, and the website is ohmreadings with an S, .ca, and that's all those services. And for my coaching, you can find me at soul-essence.ca, and that's my coaching services. But I'm all over Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You name it, on social media, I'm there. And in most places, it's just Jules Rafter and J-E-W-E-L-S.
Jules Rafter. Om readings.ca. I'm looking at that site. It's cute. There's you. I see it working in the light. It's real nice. It's beautiful. So go check that out, omreadings.ca. And the other one was Soul Essence.
Yeah, Soul Dash Essence.
Ah, Soul Dash Essence.ca. Okay, yeah, now I'm there. Nice blue, nice teal. Yeah. I like it. So make sure you check out those websites. I'll be sure to include links to that on the show page on Blog Talk Radio so you can click the link and get there. Jenny McDaniel. Oh. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I wanted to mention one thing, is that no matter where you are in the world, I can still coach or read for you because I do it by Skype, by phone, by FaceTime, by Messenger, you name it. So just so people know, I'm not, you know, it's not only local people. I coach people all over the world.
Right, because we don't even know where your local is. Your local is in?
In Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa. I love Ottawa. Those are some cute little animals. So, Jenny McDaniel, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me on Facebook at Jenny McDaniel, J-E-N-N-I-E, McDaniel. And you can also email me at the same name, jenny.mcdaniel@gmail.com. And you can catch me here every other Sunday doing readings for free and giving information. And then Thursdays, you can catch me on DP Radio, which is the network we're on right now, doing the Alchemy Sisters. And on Monday, I work with my good friend Cynthia, Soulwise 5.0, where we go into some pretty philosophical, in-depth conversations and try to wrap our heads around it and take a look at it from a human perspective. So you can find me on many podcasts, as well as you can contact me personally. And I do things over the phone and Skype, and I'm here to help.
Yeah. I added those links, and definitely. And you can visit dprpresents.com, and there's links to past shows. There's links to Jenny's Facebook page, email, the Alchemy Sisters, and Soulwise 5.0 show pages on Facebook. You can one-stop shop right there. I'm Drew Pillow, and you can catch me if you run really fast. Let's leave it at that. So so we have a couple minutes left. You ladies want to talk about anything? Is there something we didn't get to talk about that you want to talk about, or comments?
Good question. What would I say? God, we covered a whole bunch of stuff today. I think it was pretty awesome. But I think it is really important for people who are looking to move on to new relationships or, you know, really expand in the current relationship. Sometimes we got to do a little bit of soul searching and see what our triggers are and find out what are our fears or insecurities. Because if we address them, if we acknowledge them and, you know, process them and deal with them, we're less likely to bring them into our future and for that to create this cycle of similar situations over and over and over again. So that's the key, is to really be in tune with yourself. Because if you're in tune with yourself and you're able to acknowledge when you need healing or when you are in a place where you're ready to move forward, then there's that sense of, you know, moving on to something in a much more empowered and whole state instead of being broken down. So that's sort of my suggestion on tidbit of to-dos for new relationships going forward.
Yeah, you know, shining light and being aware is a huge healing contributor. Even if we don't get the answers we want or an answer at all, just focusing awareness and understanding around an obstacle or an issue is going to lighten the space. Because if we don't look at it, we don't know what's there. Fear comes in. It's like, I think there's something under my bed. And then your head goes into fear space and then paranoia, and you're too scared to look. But if you just look, you'll see that most likely nothing's under there. And it can ease that stress and pain, which then you start thinking in a more rational, balanced fashion. So fear, stress, and anxiety, it's just its nature, will tamper with our thought patterns and our thought processes. So just putting any awareness and understanding around any question, concern, complication is going to lighten the load. And again, even if it doesn't heal it up right that second, which is what humans want, right, it will put light on it, which is going to lead us down a further path of awareness and understanding.
That's awesome. I have a comment and a question in the last 5 minutes. Triple fives, mm-hmm. you guys, if you do the numbers thing.
Mm-hmm.
I need an intuitive to teach me to be counterintuitive so I can grow. Because sometimes my reflex is to do the same thing. So to do something different goes against my internal programming of sorts. That was just a weird way that I kind of make things fit in my head. And it's probably wrong, but it may not be. So my question is, if I'm your client and I come to you and I say, my relationship of whatever type, romantic, job, whatever, my relationship would be better if they blank. Because that's how I look at things. It's like everything in my life would be better if somebody else just blanked or did whatever it is I want them to do. But that's not a healthy way to look at things.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So let's translate that. Let's give me a better way to look at things. Let's translate that into a healthier inner dialogue or whatever approach, perspective. Well, how would you fill that blank for me?
First of all, your happiness should never be dependent on anyone or anything else, because we all have the ability to choose to be happy, to choose to be fulfilled in ourselves. And if we don't feel that ourselves, you're putting so much pressure and expectation on another person to make you happy or to do things that will make you happy. It's our own responsibility to be happy. It's no one else's. So if you start looking at, okay, how can I be in a good place? How can I be that person that I want? For example, if you would like to have a person that's very compassionate and very caring and very loving, then you have to have those attributes. You have to take on those attributes and be that person that you want, because that's how you attract the same thing into your environment. There you go.
And it's a crutch to say, if only someone would do blank, I could be happy. It's a crutch to not look at your own, why do you have that desire? Why is it so important? Why does it supersede that person's natural free will to do it? And that's where the compromise comes in. Like, of course, you're going to have disagreements in relationships. Of course, you're going to need things from your partner. But if you come at it from a heartful way, in saying, if this person does blank, then I'll be happy, that's not a heartful way. The heartful way would be like, friend, lover, whoever you're talking to, I'm feeling this, and I'm looking at it, and it's coming up, and I'm taking a look at why I'm feeling it and what this is, but I just want you to know I'm moving through it. So if you could bolster this for me or help me or be sensitive or empathetic while I move through this and understand it, that's the more heartful, growthful way. The egoic way is to simply just say, it's out of my hands. If that person would just shape up, then, I won't ship out. Well, that's not very heartful, and that's not any compromise. And oftentimes people don't like ultimatums, hey, if you don't do this, if it's something giant, like if you don't keep clearing out the bank account, I'm going to have to put a block on that bank account where you can't get into it. That's a different thing. But if you're talking about a personal trait or an attribute that they have and you need them to do it or you don't want them to do it, you got to look at why that's triggering you so much, why it's so important. And there may be valid concern, valid reason, but that's something you negotiate with your partner because now someone else's free will, emotion space, soul path is involved. So it's a lot more compromising. So when people say, if they just did this, then I would be this. You know what? 5 months later, they just need their partner to do another thing. 5 months later, I just, you know, they start, then that person isn't their self anymore. They're an extension of you, which is the classic symptom of narcissist versus the empath. The empath has to learn where their boundaries are. They're willing to flex and move with, but they're not going to become that person. And the narcissist needs to look at it and be like, they're not an extension of me. Why would they do everything that I think that they should do? That's my ego. And when people can knock down those barriers and those issues, much more healthy relationship, much more possibility for longevity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you so much, Jenny, for pointing out that I'm a total narcissist.
Yeah,
that sounds
no problem.
So horrible. That sounds like the most horrible thing. Like I've just been condemned.
Well, it's kind of like saying someone's a jerk. They're a varying number of jerk. Maybe they're just a little jerkish. They're just a one on the jerk schedule, and then they could be a 10 jerk. You know, so there's varying, levels.
Gosh.
It's not just always, you know, full on sociopath narcissist when I say that.
Well, at least I'm not a 1,000% jerk.
Right.
Gosh,
right.
I'm a jerk. I didn't know it.
We're all jerks.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm so jerky. Oh, God, it's not my fault. Hey, I want to thank you ladies so much. I wish I could have so much more of your time. You guys are gems. You guys are jewels. You guys are Jennies. And I appreciate you so much. An hour is never enough. Jules, you know, you're always welcome to join us or to kind of, I don't know, anyway. We appreciated you so much. Did you have a good time?
I did. How could you not with beautiful people like yourself?
Oh, thank you.
Including narcissists, me.
Including the narcissist.
Oh, my God. How long have you guys known I was a narcissist? Because I didn't know.
You're not a narcissist.
Oh, well, thank
you're
you.
You're funny,
Jules. Dang, funny, sis. So, hey, this show was brought to you by the universe because it cares for you. And you should care for yourself. And caring for yourself means taking care of yourself. And you can do that by visiting Jenny McDaniel and Jules Rafter and, you know, checking out some of the services that they offer. This is what they do. And Jules, as she mentioned, you can visit her website. Her website's plural. And you can check her out on social media, Jules Rafter, JewelsRafter. And Jenny McDaniel. Oh my God, did I spell it right? And Jenny McDaniel. And all the links are on the DPR blogsandradio.com DPR presents show page on Blogs and Radio, blah blah blah. Click the links and go have a good time. And I have nothing else. You guys have anything else?
No, that's it for me.
It was a good show. Thanks, guys. Thanks for showing up, Jules.
Thank you very much.
Putting it on, Drew. I appreciate you both, and it's such a pleasure to work with such lovely, high-vibe, non-narcissistic energy. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy that weather, ladies.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in today for what promises to be another great show. Our lineup today is the usual awesome conversation and free psychic readings for callers just like you. And there's no catches, no strings attached. We are here. Our mission and purpose is to share with you a little slice of beauty. Beautiful information, beautiful personalities, and beautiful gifts and talents to help you along in this beautiful experience called life.